WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Gerald Early usually spends the academic year at Washington University, where he teaches English and heads the Department of African and Afro-American Studies. But this year he's in Nashville, writing a book about the history of Fisk University. He's been thinking about the future of all black universities such as Fisk and what it means to him to be there now. We've asked him to share some of those thoughts in an ongoing series of commentaries.
It's a good idea not to romanticize anything that happens to you. That just makes it harder to understand why people do what they do, why people are what they are. Now, I went to Fisk 2 years ago with the thought that I would have some sort of revelation teaching at a black school. That really didn't happen. I returned to Fisk this fall with a clearer head and a clearer purpose. Learn about the place and write the book. Do not expect epiphanies about what it means to be black. Now I can more fully understand what Fisk can give me and what it can't. People at Fisk were glad to see me back, and I was glad to be back. Most were pleased to know that I was determined to write this book. Besides, the campus seems happier today. The lawns are neater, there is renovation and construction, a sense of hopefulness. Walking across the main thoroughfare of this campus, one is struck by a pleasant intimacy that suggests its glory days in the 1950s under Charles S. Johnson, social scientist, Harlem Renaissance mover and shaker, and the school's first black president. But those were glory days, and Fisk is not that school anymore. It is while walking across this campus today that one senses the clash of two jarring elements, Fisk's glorious past and its uncertain future. One vividly meets Fisk's past every October 6th, Jubilee Day, when the school celebrates not its founder, nor its great donors, but a small band of students who, in 1871, saved the school from closing almost as soon as it had opened. These courageous young men and women, fresh from the confines of slavery, went forth unto a hostile Reconstruction America armed with that great American folk music, the spirituals. They saved their fledgling school and introduced to the world a memorable art form. On October 6th, faculty, alumni, students, staff, and friends go to the gravesite of four of these original Jubilee singers to pray, to sing, to remember. I watched it all with wonder and deep respect. It is a very moving ceremony. But Fisk is currently searching for a new president to take the school into the 21st century. So the future is on everyone's mind here. Can this small, private, poorly endowed school survive in the fiercely competitive world of higher education today? The elite black students it used to get, now by and large, get skimmed off by the white schools. Its name does not have the same glamour among historically black colleges and universities that it used to have. It has survived its financial and leadership crises of the 1970s and early 80s when everyone in higher education thought the school would surely close. But it has survived at a cost to its reputation. Does white Nashville see the school as essential to the history of the city, more important historically than Vanderbilt? Does black Nashville and black America itself still feel that schools like Fisk have an important mission in the world and not just a memory of a mission? No one can walk these grounds and think of the people who attended and worked at this school and see Fisk as just another school after all. Fisk is a special place. It will need a special person to lead it, a person who can understand the past but not be trapped by it. I have learned to enjoy Fisk and in some small measure even to know it, but I remain an outsider looking in. But I think every Fiskite, past and present, realizes the one great lesson of the original Jubilee singers. The school's past is built on how deeply committed people were to its future, and to the sacrifice and glory of venturing bravely into uncharted waters. It's a lesson Fisk needs to remember now.
Gerald Early is currently on sabbatical from Washington University, where he teaches English and directs the Department of African and Afro-American Studies. He's the author of The Culture of Bruising, essays on prize-fighting literature and modern American culture.